This is Stephen Otero speaking, and you're listening to Mondo Eros live on bbsradio.com. And tonight I think we're going to have a very interesting show because my guests tonight are a young couple who I've only talked to twice on the phone. So I'm going to get to know a lot more about them tonight, as you will be getting to know them as well. They are the owners and creators of OurSexDiary.com. And I'd like to welcome both Matt and Amaryllis to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
So this, like I said, this is going to be quite interesting because I've only spoken to you twice with the phone. So unlike some of my previous guests who are actual, I would say, friends of mine, people who I've had long contacts with over the phone or through email, this is going to be like our real first in-depth conversation.
Very cool. Well, ask away, whatever you want to know. We've got a lot
okay.
to say.
All right, so first, tell me a little bit about what is OurSexDiary.com.
Well, about 2 years ago, me and my girlfriend Amaryllis were sitting on our back porch, and we were talking about basically adult entertainment, you know, the porn industry, and we were talking about how we both enjoy watching it, and we both enjoy pleasing ourselves. Well, we do, and we were talking about how the reality isn't necessarily in the industry, and the people, when you watch the porn that's out there or the adult entertainment that's out there, it's really, you can't identify with the people that you're watching. They're either, you know, perfect 10 models or doing things that ordinary couples may not do, or the guys are just, you know, they're acting and it's very obvious. And we kind of looked at each other, and we both have very passionate sexual lives, and we kind of like looked at each other, and Amaryllis was the one that suggested it.
Yeah, and we were sitting on our back porch, and I said, would you imagine if we decided to do our own website and broadcast our sexual lives to everybody so that everybody can see that we live a very healthy sexual life? And it was kind of awkward. We kind of laughed, and then we stayed quiet for a few minutes, and then we just looked at each other, and we're like, what if we did something like that?
Yeah, and so we basically throughout those 2 years since that time, we kind of grew to start recording our sex life and taking pictures more than we used to, because we always kind of enjoyed to take videos and whatnot, and we started documenting our life as a couple, and it was kind of light, and it was kind of more or less a kind of a joke for the first year. And then as we started recording, we actually got comfortable with it. We started enjoying it more, and we started realizing that, wow, this might actually happen. I'm from a background. I'm a small business owner. I have a graphic design background, so my ability to design the website and everything was there. And Amaryllis is 19 years old and beautiful and petite and has a look that isn't really in adult entertainment right now. So we thought that we had a pretty good combination to kind of actually put it through to reality. So down the fast forward 2 years, now we have a website called OurSexDiary.com, and it basically is exactly what it says. Mm-hmm. It's a diary of our sex life, and nothing is left out. I mean, Amaryllis loves to have sex and swallow and suck and all that kind of stuff. And it's kind of funny. Actually, my best friend is here for my birthday, which is coming up. He's in from the East Coast, and he's actually going to be in the next entry. He's on the computer, I think probably surfing through porn right now or something. Just give me the thumbs up. So that's what he's doing, and we are including him in the diary. Actually, tonight it's going up, the new entry, and we're going to have some more stuff going up later in the week.
Yeah, I see, and I see you have, like, on the site I'm looking at right now, you have a countdown, 2 hours and 40 minutes, and now 49 seconds.
Yeah, I got to get that up. I mean, I've got the computer open right now. I've got the diary entry working, and I'm looking to upload it in the next couple hours.
Cool, fantastic. And so let's make this perfectly clear. Amaryllis, this was,
yes.
I would say, a lot of your instigation.
You could say I kind of placed the seed for us to begin considering doing something like this.
Yeah, well, just in case there are any feminists out there listening.
No, yeah. It's definitely a team effort.
Yeah,
if anything, Amaryllis came up with the idea years ago, you know, like a long time before. We were laying in bed. We had just finished having sex, and Amaryllis looked at me, and we started talking about our sexual past. And I always thought that I had a fairly colored, and decent list of experiences that made me a little bit different and a little bit more raunchy than the rest. But then Amaryllis put me completely to shame when she told me about the football team that she enjoyed having sex with, and all the different situations, the teachers, the chemistry teacher, and the chemistry teacher's wife. And I started thinking, like, wow, this is I'm pretty impressed.
I'm pretty impressed too, especially about the chemistry teacher's wife.
Yeah, that was a very, very special memories that I have from high school.
Wow. So, right now are you doing the site exclusively? You have not participated in any pro amateur videos.
No,
we have not.
Everything is basically me holding the camera. We just upgraded. We got a nice Sony HD camera that we kind of invested in, and we're just kind of enjoying the site. I mean, it's not necessarily to make us, you know, millionaires or anything like that. We just enjoy having sex, and we know that there was something missing out there, and we wanted to fill that void. And we kind of made the decision. I mean, you know, obviously, with a move like this, you have to kind of take a lot of things into consideration, you know, family and people
right.
that, you know, obviously are going to find out. I mean, if this thing does become big, which we hope it does, you know, people are going to know. And, you know, every day, every week, we got instances where we get a text from somebody that walked across it and is now, like, you know, realizes that their friend that they didn't really know. I mean, we're both very level-headed people, and you would never guess that either one of us, you know, would be involved in something like this. My friend is shaking his head and taking a sigh. We brought him in, and he's just been, like, kind of, like, along for the ride. But we're all enjoying it, and, you know, it's just, it's kind of a, it's kind of, because we're normal, it kind of makes it even more erotic, you know?
Yes.
So.
Well, what are some of the things that have happened since you did that?
Well, I mean, the first thing, as far as the components of the website, we have a really, really unique technology that we employ exclusively in our sex diary, and it's called Fantasy Vision.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's pretty amazing. Basically, when I was, you know, when I was a kid, I used to masturbate to, you know, the my sister's Victoria's Secret catalogs, and, you know, the anything where I could find a girl in the bra and panties or whatever. And I used to imagine what they'd look like without their clothes, and pictures, I mean, kind of have gone by the wayside about, you know, what was that? Ever since videos really took over, pictures just don't have as much draw anymore. But I think pictures are still really sexy. So I was trying to figure out a way to make pictures unique and erotic again and more and kind of come back, have a comeback. So I designed Fantasy Vision, and basically through some technologies that I designed through the computer, you can manually take an image and by clicking on the top left corner, you can pull a dot, basically, a dot around the image, and you can actually take certain things off. In some cases, you're taking Amaryllis's panties off. In other cases, you're looking through a door, and she's on the toilet, and she's looking all sexy. And then in other cases, she's on the bed, and you're looking through the covers. Or another, you know, you're looking through a car door, and she's fingering herself in the front seat of the car.
Oh.
And, yeah, it's very, very unique, and it's a lot of fun. But, I mean, as far as storylines, I mean, we've got some really amazing, you know, storylines and stuff on the website that I don't think you can really find in a lot of the, even the amateur porn out there. I mean, it's so real. I mean,
yeah, we had the opportunity to film an entry inside of a bathroom in an airplane when we were coming back from one of our trips, which was very funny because we showed it to a few of our friends before it went up on the website, and pretty much everybody said, "I did not know that was even possible."
I've heard about the Mile High Club.
I think I just saw it. It says official Mile High proof.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, looking at it right now.
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so we've definitely done a lot of unique things that either Matt or myself have always wanted to do, and you know, we are comfortable with the camera and everything, and for us it's just very, very sexy to be able to do these things and be able to show other, you know, other females, other males, other couples that, you know, that we are okay with it because we live a very healthy sexual life, and that's what we think is so great about us.
I think so too, because it's a really fun site. It's very well designed. It's very well produced. Now, do you have any plans at all, let's say, to maybe do a DVD of Our Sex Diary?
Absolutely.
We were just talking about that, and
okay.
The thing has kind of grown a lot in the last little bit. It's only been up very, very, very small time, like a month. So we want to employ a lot of things that aren't necessarily in a lot of the other adult websites. We want to have DVDs, and the DVDs, I mean, it's great. The format of the website's so great because it's a diary, and everything
right.
is situated by date. So as we add date diary entries, we can have, like, volumes of DVDs, like the volume of May through, you know, June, or, you know, May through, depending on how much content we have, we'll put out DVDs based on the content that we have. We don't have that right now, but it's in the works. It'll probably be out in the next couple of weeks, you know, some sort of a DVD program. On top of the, as far as the purchasing goes, we'd love to have, you know, more innovative products to be able to, like, give to the public as items on the website. Like, we imagine we would love to have a line of, like, Our Sex Diary wear, really nice clothing with the script. Script pattern that you actually see on the website, you know, like nice script, treat t-shirts with like Our Sex Diary, diary entries, like lightly written all over the shirts, and then actual leather bound diaries that people can kind of document their sex life with their significant other through, you know, they can look at our website and kind of take away what they've seen and maybe try some things and actually, you know, employ a diary that we can supply through the website so that they can kind of enhance their sex life.
That sounds really cool. Have you ever, are you set up to do, let's say, like what's called camera shows? Where you could go like live.
No, we don't have. I mean, we don't have a webcam program set up on the actual site, but.
And the reason for that being, we update our content so often. I mean, which is another reason why, you know, we are constantly updating content. When you check out the counter, the countdown that we have, you know, it's usually about 4 days max, 4 or 5 days tops that we wait until we have new content up. So the fact that we have, you know, such new content all the time, we to a certain extent, we believe, you know, that we have that, we can keep renewing all of those different things and all the new experiences, you know, on the site. If in any case, you know, down the road, we see a bigger demand for live shows and all those different things, we would definitely be open to doing that. You know, we want to hear people's suggestions and feedback on what they think on the website in every sort of way. You know, like if somebody wants to see certain things, you know, we are more than happy to. We would not be upset to try those different things that somebody would suggest to us. So definitely, the website is something that we want to see grow, you know, with ourselves and possibly with other people in the future. We would like to have people involved, you know, like maybe other couples that want to, you know, subscribe and put their own diary entries on, and then we would just build up a fantasy vision, you know, a picture gallery and a video, so that way you get a variety like you do in other adult industry websites as well.
Jane and Joe and Jack and Jill and, you know, whoever's diary that they want to add on. Of course, we would have to control the content and exactly the format, because it'd have to be the format that is part of the diary. But, I mean, as far as webcams go, I mean, we're on Yahoo. We have a Yahoo account. Our Sex Diary, DOTCOM, is our username. And we have a MySpace, and we have a Skype. And, I mean, if we're horny enough and you see us online, you might get a free show. it might turn into a diary entry down the road, because we'll publish that content of us actually recording ourselves fooling around on the webcam with somebody else,
which as a matter of fact, we already did that with we interviewed with somebody else right when we had just launched the website, and we were doing the interview through Skype, and we were talking, and we just, you know, asked him if it was okay to videotape, and we actually had sex during his interview, and we videotaped it and then put it up as a diary entry, which is very, very hot for everybody.
That's cool. Well, if you want to have sex now, that's okay with me.
We were like, you know, how do you top that? Like, everybody's going to want us to have sex on every interview.
That's true. It's a really good, cool, innovative site. And in terms of how you look at this, but in terms of releasing a DVD, it seems almost from what I've been seeing, what I've been hearing, that DVD is like I would call right now an endangered species. That it's all going to be, websites, live video streaming. They have now, there's a box that you can attach to your computer, and you can hook it up to your TV, and what's on the computer goes on the TV. They always have an adult version of that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, times are changing. I mean, the problem that we had with actually allowing our content to be taken off the website. Now, right now, we have it to where everything is embedded in the website, and what you're watching is streaming from my server, so from our server. So when you're watching the video, Our Sex Diary, you can feel safe in the fact that you've paid to be a member of Our Sex Diary, and you know that video that you're watching hasn't been downloaded from our website 50 different times and broadcast across all the different free adult entertainment websites, because we feel like we have something different. So we feel like if we allow the content to leave the sanctity of the password protected side of the website, we're a little afraid, because we've actually had members that say they appreciate the fact that when they go to oursexdiary.com, they're going to see something that
not everybody can see,
that they have the privilege to see because they pay for a membership. You know,
that's fantastic. That's a really good point, and I'm glad that you do that. It should stay the way it is. I think that makes it special.
I mean, you know, it's a double-edged sword as far as what we're trying to do. Right now, we're in our infancy as far as the website goes, and we really want to spread the word. We want people to know about us, and it's difficult because so many of the promotion promotion practices of the big guys in town, like Bang Bus and the big Naughty Americas and stuff, is that they go out and just give away everything. And you know, you can watch those videos anywhere on the mainstream net. And what we have so different that we really want to find that group of people that really want something different, and that something that is hot and original and real, and that they want to see, because they're willing to subscribe to the website, and in subscribing, they're contributing to seeing some original content broadcast, you know, to them, you know, basically for them, you know.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's a really good, that's really good to be doing. And, it's just, you know, you can really see, in you, in the two of you, how you're really committed to this, and that, it's different from just seeing the same old thing, you know, done so many times. It's just like you can really, wow, you know, these are real people. This is for real.
Yeah.
This is as real as it gets.
Yeah, I don't think it can get much more real. I mean, the other thing that really enhances the reality of what we're doing is that when you watch typical pornography or you watch erotic entertainment, what you see is like, pardon my vulgarity, but cock hard to cum shot.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's right there. It's from that point to the end, and then it's over. I mean, what we do in a lot of our sites and is we actually lead up, and we go through our daily activity, and we try and record as much as possible. And when I edit the diary entry, I try and make it so that there's a comfortable beginning period, and then it kind of leads up to, you know, for example, Amaryllis was out on the back porch like a couple of weeks ago or a week ago. When was that entry? I don't know. She was on the back, and we were kind of bummed out because the website has been a very important part of our lives, and it's been a stressful as well as sexy. And we had just, you know, I don't know, started up the company name or done something like major that was like, oh my God, I can't believe we're actually doing this. And she was on the back porch, and you know, I went out there and I started rubbing her feet and talking to her, and that's all caught on tape. And then I started licking her toes, and then I started licking other things and taking her pants off, and it grew into a very sexual, hot oral scene where I just, you know, made her come with my mouth, and afterwards she's laying back on the seat all relaxed and happy, and you know, you can kind of connect, I would hope, with the people, with us, you know, through what you're watching, and you can't do that through mainstream adult entertainment. It's buxom blonde and a hung guy that basically do their thing, and then once you shoot your load, it's over. Whereas, you know, with the popularity of reality TV, the public is really, I believe, out and interested in actually finding out about people's lives. It's not just the vagueness of TV and radio and all that stuff. It's like people want to get invested, just like they want to see a guy run through a forest and find out how to survive with two sticks and a match. You know, they want to know all the details. So we're providing that by opening up our entire lives to everybody in the world, basically.
It's very interesting because we offer, you know, we offer the before and the after, and we've gotten some feedback from a few of our members, and you know, some of them really like that because a lot of people are very turned on with storylines. They're very turned on the process of beginning a hot scene, and other people aren't as turned on by it, and they just want to get, you know, cut to the chase and just go. Well, we offer both sides of that. If you want to watch the storyline, you can do so. Just hit play and just watch it. And if you're in a moment that you just, you know, pretty
wanna
much
shoot your load,
yeah, just quick, you can just fast forward and you can just, you know, watch the scene itself. So we feel like we have that as well. You know, we can get it from both sides of the public, the ones that do like storylines and the people that are just into the straight, you know, pornography. So
I took Amaryllis out to the desert a couple of days ago, and she dressed up in her belly dancing costume because not a costume, it's a uniform, because she did belly dancing. She learned it when she lived in Saudi Arabia, and she danced for me, and that was very hot. But I know some guys just want to see, you know, dick and pussy, you know, and they want to see that hardcore action. So if they want to, I separate, or when we do the videos, everything is cut, so that if you want to watch video 1, 2, and 3, 2 is going to have the hardcore stuff, 1 and 3 is going to have the before and the after. If you just want to watch hardcore stuff, which is considerable in length. We've looked at a lot of these other websites, and a lot of the hardcore scenes on some of the other couple sites is,
like,
you know,
four or five
minutes long. But our stuff is typically around, you know, half hour, 40 minutes, you know, if you watch the whole thing. The hardcore stuff is always around 10 minutes,
15.
You know. So I try not to be a minute man, but she is pretty hot sometimes.
Well, I got to say, you have a lot of strength and power. let's truly reveal. Now, you are not Indian, Amaryllis.
I am not. I am Latin.
Hola.
Hola. I get that a lot. If I am Indian or from the Middle East, which we also think is another, you know, great thing, because I've lived in the Middle East, and I've traveled a lot, and you know, there's a lot of people that are like, what part of India are you from? And I'm like, well, I'm not from India, you know, but you know, I'm Latin. But the fact, you know, I know a lot about the culture and everything, so I think that people will be able to relate to me because of that reason, you know, because they, you know, I've traveled, and because I look like, you know, my features and everything seem like if I was Indian.
Yeah.
And how old are you again?
Okay.
Excuse me.
How old are you?
I'm only 19.
Wow, you've done an incredible life journey so far already. Wow.
She speaks Arabic. She speaks Spanish. She speaks a little Chinese because of my business a little bit. And she's traveled to Thailand and Saudi and Miami and Honduras and a lot of different places.
Well, then let me ask you, Amaryllis.
We're definitely the whole mix.
And this is the adult channel, so we're free to use whatever language you want to. Do you really think it's hot to fuck in the dark?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think that night vision, not only does it make Amaryllis look like a completely different girl, it definitely is hot, because it kind of is a side that ordinary eyes don't get to see in full detail, and with night vision on the camera, you can kind of just really highlight that. And I was surprised when we started doing it how we actually rack up a lot of night vision on the website.
Well, we're always driving from somewhere, and I've got to give him roadhead or something, so we're always trying the night for some reason, even though we do have a lot of day scenes.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. I'm looking at November 8, 2008. Wow, just amazing. Yeah, it's just, you know, I'm just really intrigued by it, and you just have a really good handle on it so far, you know, with everything that you've been doing so far. What would you like to see? How would you like to expand it?
We would love to grow and become popular and have, you know, a following of people that are loyal and that enjoy watching us.
And understand our concept, you know, because of the fact that we're real. And we know that there is a lot of couples and a lot of people out there that, you know, that either do the same exact things we do, you know, and are either shy or scared to express, you know, what they feel and their sexuality and stuff like that. And, And it's okay, you know, like, we are perfectly comfortable with it, and we want to let people know that, you know, if you do the same things, or if there's things that you've always fantasized about or wanted to try, you know, go right ahead. Like, it feels good to be able to have the freedom and have a partner or somebody that you can do that with.
As far as...
That's what I want to ask you, Amaryllis. I mean, how did you get this way? Were you always like this? Were you always so free? Was there a process of transformation, or were you just born like this?
I've always been very curious since mm-hmm. since I was a child. I was always very curious, and I don't know, but I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that my family is very conservative, so I was always trying to, even, you know, in things not related sexually, but I was always trying to do the opposite, you know, and when I started exploring my sexuality, I realized that there was a lot of things that I enjoyed a lot, but I never really had anybody to talk to, you know, and ask advice from, because I was either scared because maybe I thought it wasn't the right thing. Like, when I began, you know, messing around with my friends from high school, I used to be a cheerleader, and it was six or seven of them, and I used to date the football captain. So it was a matter of being in a situation that we were all comfortable, and we all knew that we were friends, and we all respected that. But we still had the open mind to be able to experiment sexually. So it just along, you know, the years, I've traveled a lot. I've been traveling for the past 14 years, and I've ran into a lot of different people that have had a lot of the mindset that I've had at one point or another. So it's given me a lot of experiences that a lot of people don't experience, because maybe they are not open-minded, because a lot of people don't like to let certain things out, even if they want to do them or they've thought about them.
We'll be having sex, and then Amaryllis will, like, smile or something, and I says, what was that? And she'll say, oh, I was just thinking about the time I was with the guys, and I had one cock in one hand, another cock in the other hand, two cocks in my mouth, a cock in my ass, and a cock in my pussy, and two guys were jacking off along the side of the, you know, the bathroom in the high school bathroom. They would lock themselves in and have these orgies of just her body being a temple that they all can basically come and pay their respects at or something. And, you know, of course, I bust my nut in, like, a matter of, you know, a split second when she's done telling that story. But, you know, like, she's definitely the, you know, a well, you know, well-educated sexual being.
And it comes to the same thing that we were talking at the beginning, like, we are very, very down to earth people. Like, you see us, and you know, we both had businesses and all these different things. You know, I've worked at different companies and everything. And I just actually, a couple of days ago, I actually just had some people from my previous job tell me, you know, they're like, is it true that you're running an adult site? And it's through a text message. And I was like, oh my God, what are you talking,
yeah,
you know? It was, like,
second.
Really scary, because I knew a lot of people in that company, and everybody found out about it, you know? And I told Matt, I'm like, there's no way, you know, I'm not going to hide it, because that is what I'm doing, you know? And I'm like, yeah, my boyfriend and I began an adult website, you know, and we're doing well, you know, and we're trying to spread the word and everything. And everybody was interesting, because most of the people that came back and responded, they're like, your website is really cool. It's very impressive. And I was, like, freaking out, because, you know, a lot of people are like, I would have, you know, never imagined you doing that, you know. So we've definitely had those experiences of people, like, finding out without, you know, us telling them, because
yeah.
they found us on the net. And it's an interesting feeling.
Yeah.
Very interesting feeling.
Yeah, I can see how much you love ice cream.
Yes,
that's a good one. I like that one.
I have those sudden craves for ice cream, and I have to convince Matt properly for him to get me some ice cream.
Well, I love this picture of you on the rug with the ice cream.
Yeah, with the whipped cream. Yeah.
Yeah, it's whipped cream. Okay. Wow, it's really fantastic.
And that's the thing. Like, we give you the videos, we give you the storyline, we give you pictures, and then we, you know, offer that extra thing that nobody else has, which is fantasy vision. Like, you know,
right.
You could go through an entry and, like, you know exactly what happened, you know, throughout that scene. You know what happened, how it began, you know how it ended, and you know all the different things that we did, you know, to build that entry. And a lot of the entries from 2008 are literally entries that we had filmed, you know, without even, you know, they weren't in thought of oursexdiary.com. They were just, you know, we would videotape each other just for fun. And
wow.
And then when we decided that we were going to do this for real, we decided, you know, we're like, well, you know, we have a lot of videos, and it would be great to offer everybody the things that we did before we even thought about the website. That way, you know, they'll see that, you know, we've always been this way. It's not like we turned a switch and said, okay, we're going to do an adult website. Okay, let's do it. It was, you know, it was something we've always been open with each other. So we offer all of those very, very hot and interesting things.
Now, going back to the your high school days with the team, did these events occur before or after the game?
They would happen before, after the game, in between the game.
Did the guys win?
That set of friends. It was a recurring. They were recurring events for like about 2 or 3 years of my high school. At the end of high school, so I started dating the football captain, and we were known as, you know, the nymphos. Like, everybody knew that we used to like to mess around everywhere, you know, throughout school and everything.
Just her and her boyfriend.
Yeah, at that point it was just us two. And then, you know, our clique of friends was, you know, they would always, you know, be really interested to know in the stuff that we did, because they knew that, you know, we would like to explore with each other. And then one day, you know, we both said, well, why don't we all try it and see how it goes, you know? And like, there was always like those nerves, you know, because like they were guys, and you know, it's just those different things that make you uncomfortable, because people tell you that you shouldn't be doing them, but not necessarily because they're wrong. So we just, you know, started messing around, and it just, you know, went on from there. And it, you know, it was honestly a great learning experience, because I would not be sexually open-minded the way I am if I would have ever been put in a situation that I would have been angry with. You know, if something bad would have happened, I would probably be the other way around. I would be very, very, you know, like, I don't know, traumatized if something bad would have happened, and I would have never opened up sexually ever again. And I've done a lot of things since then, and it's been with the same people. It's just the certain people that I've been able to open up with and trust sexually.
Cool. That was interesting when you said about when you were one of the sessions with the with your male friends, and you felt like almost like your body was a temple. And because we talk a lot about here on Bando Eros about Tantra and the Kama Sutra, How does that feel like? Is that something, when you think about being like a temple or being like a priestess, does that like spark something in your imagination, or does that make you like bring up any kind of like maybe perhaps a past life memory?
Well, it's definitely the feeling of having more than one person in the room when you're having a sexual encounter is definitely, it's a feeling that you can't really explain. I mean, at that moment when I used to have, you know, six or seven different males around me, and, you know, they just wanted to, like, mess around, you know, and we all trusted each other to the point that we could do anything, you know, like, I would stroke them, and I would, you know, give them blowjobs, and they would fuck me, and they would take turns, and, like, it was really hot. Like, I can't really explain the feeling, just because, you know, like, it obviously did feel like they all wanted me, you know, and they all wanted to fuck me pretty much, you know, and it made me feel very sexy, and it made me feel really good. And, you know, they were friends. I knew none of them were going to, you know, hurt me or anything. So
right.
I don't know if it had to do anything with my past life. It obviously, my age for all the things I've done are very, it's very extensive, but it's definitely taught me a lot of things about you know, sexuality and just knowing how important it is to be able to communicate with your partner at all times, you know.
Or partners.
Now, do you are you active in the lifestyle?
We have tried to find other people to join in, and it's been really difficult because we're both really picky, and we both don't want somebody that is not respectful, and it's we
right.
find that in the area that we live in, and through the videos you can tell that we live in the Vegas Valley, and it's normally a great place for sin. You know, but in a lot of circumstances, you get these guys that just want to beat up on some girl or some,
right.
they want to humiliate some girl in front of her significant other, or they want to, or we'll never find a girl, and it's very difficult to find a single girl that's willing to join in. And we're really open to that. We want to experience it, and it's fun because whoever's going to be on the website is actually going to grow sexually along with us because, I mean, me and Amaryllis have never shared each other with another girl, and that's something that we want. We've never done the multiple man thing, which I want to see her, you know, I enjoy that, and a lot of guys probably can't stomach looking at their girlfriend with a bunch of other cocks in her, you know, at the time. But I think that's sexy. I think that's hot. And as long as we both understand the way we feel about each other, it's not
right.
something that's detrimental to our relationship. And so we're looking. We're definitely, I would say, we're interested in the lifestyle. And through the website and through its popularity, we hope that it might open some doors for us to grow. I mean, as far as the lifestyle goes, our next entry is it happened when we went hiking with my friend who came in from out of town. Say hi, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Doing great.
We went out to the desert, and we started hiking around in some mountains that we have here in the area, and we did a little climbing, and then when we were all sweaty and tired and exhausted, Amaryllis decided to give us both some head, and right in the middle of the... right in the middle of the desert, right there on, and luckily we brought the camera and had a good time at it. And so that's, so that's definitely going to be the next entry is going to be, her pleasing my best friend and me and to completion.
That's just, I don't want to sound repeat myself, but man, that's just cool.
It is. It really is.
And as long as what's interesting about you, Matt, is that you will go on camera and you will not be hard. You will allow people to see you go through the whole process.
Well, you know, I've said this before. One of my favorite things is having Amaryllis hold my cock in her mouth fully flaccid. And then when it's in her mouth, she just wiggles it around with her tongue, just wiggles it around from left to right and up and down and all around. And because it's flaccid, you know, you get that feeling of her cheeks and her gums and all that stuff on your shaft. And I'll tell you what, man, it's a great. And then you start growing inside her mouth. And that's a fantastic thing. I mean, you know, like I like that almost more than when I'm completely erect and hard. It's almost like I lose a little bit of feeling because I'm completely erect and I'm engorged with blood and in my member. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me ask you about that. Do you ever, when you get that kind of like hard, like rock hard, do you feel like any kind of loss of feeling?
Amaryllis, you take this one.
He, how can I explain this? He actually has a very...
bionic penis.
Very odd penis. He can actually take... When neither of us enjoy pain by any means. We don't like any, you know...
Sadomasochist or
any of that stuff. We don't like that. We don't find pleasure in it. But Matt, he has this thing that one time I was sucking his cock, and he was like, why don't you give it a small bite. And I was like, no way. I am not doing that. I'm like, cause I know that most of the guys out there, their cock is very sensitive, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, no. He's like, come on, just do it. I want to see how it feels. So I did it and he didn't feel anything. And he's like, do it a little bit harder. And I was like, no, I don't want to hurt you. And he's like, just keep doing it. And the feeling that he has on his cock is very, I don't know how to explain it.
I didn't realize how strange it was until I met, you know, Amaryllis and my ex-girlfriends, and they, you know, they would basically beat the shit out of my dick during sex, and I'd be like, yeah, that's great, and I'd basically have no emotion. I didn't realize it was so weird until I talked to, like, Anthony, and I'm like, yeah, Anthony, don't you like this? And, like, I'm kind of telling him what Amaryllis would do to me, and he'd look at me like,
what?
If one girl came up and even tried to get her teeth on my shit, I'd punch him in the face or something. But I'm sure that it helps as far as the website goes, because I can probably stay hard a little longer, and I probably, the sensitivity and the eroticism that arise for me from looking, like watching a girl sucking my cock and watching the act happen. And it's not so much the feeling of my flesh being touched by other flesh, because for some reason I don't necessarily have as much sensitivity as most other people. I do have sensitivity there, but I know that, like, as far as the threshold of sensitivity, I doubt that I have as much as others. I don't know if it's because I was a masturbating machine back when I was like 12 to 16. I probably masturbated 8 to 10 times a day. I was quite the hard worker. But maybe I burned some fuses down there. I don't know.
Well, I could see that just looking now at the desert pictures with the belly dancing outfit. Wow, this is really fantastic. June 16th, which is the day before my birthday.
Yeah.
Really? My birthday is coming up in a couple of days.
Yeah, well, happy birthday.
Oh, same to you.
Thank you. Well, I don't think I had as much as a happy birthday as you're going to have or have had. But I did get taken out for a hamburger and a beer, so that's pretty good.
There you go.
Are you married, Steve?
No, I'm a single man.
All right, maybe you come down to Vegas.
Yeah, hey. I guess that could get me get on a plane.
Yeah, there you go.
We could do a broadcast while I'm actually there.
Wow. Exactly.
That would be good all around.
this is such a cool series of shots out in the desert. I mean, this the quality of the photography is just really amazing, and you're in both the night and also by that campfire.
Yeah, and we had gone and we kind of found a spot a few years ago out in the middle of the desert that's kind of off the beaten path. In the Vegas Valley, it's very difficult to get to some place that isn't lit up like the 4th of July. So we
right.
found this by driving out in the middle of the Mojave Desert, and we basically pull off on a dirt road, and we go down that dirt road for a few miles, and we hit another dirt road, and we go down that dirt road for another few miles, and we find this spot that's very quiet and very sexy, and we built a little fire pit, and Amaryllis wanted to dance for me, so we threw down the towels, and we let her dance for all of us, you know, basically, and you know, it got really sexy and very hot, and she's giving me looks, and we ended up having a really nice session of sex, and she rode me, and then I got on top of her, and, you know, I didn't last too long. She was in her belly dancing costume and sucking me off. And you know, a lot of these, you know, sometimes I wish I could go longer, but I end up coming all over her face or, you know, something. And it kind of puts an end to the scene, but.
Now, do you want him to last longer, or are you more excited when you make him lose control like that?
I get very, very turned on to see him, like, get so excited that, you know, he just has to come right away. And I love swallowing his cum, so definitely I can't wait to, you know, for him to come so that I could, you know, just taste some of his cum.
Wow. That is cool.
Just to give you a visual right now, my friend Anthony has got the computer laptop open, and he's going to town on himself listening to us talk.
See, well, at least someone's having sex, you know, while we're doing the broadcast, so I'm not having sex.
And
our countdown now is 1 minute and 1 hour and 56 minutes and 3, 2, 1, 1 hour and 55 minutes. You next to your big debut, Anthony.
It'll be awesome.
Just relax and you'll become a star.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what we told them. We're like, just relax.
Wow. Yeah. It's just, you know, this is a really cool site. And, you know, really, I'm really glad that you two called me up, because this is turning out to be a really fantastic show. But that's how things happen, you know.
Yeah, you know, all it takes is a good idea and people willing to, you know, willing to take the risk. And when we're both willing to risk, you know, risk the idea and involve ourselves in this 100% and
right.
And see where it goes, you know.
Well, I think it's gonna keep on growing. You just have such an incredible passion. You can really see it in the photos and in the videos, and you really, it's just, you know, this is what we want to see. This kind of both passion, desire, but most of all, we want to see people being happy. We want to see that. I'm so sick and tired of these guys who are like,
yeah.
I mean, it's so boring, and you know, these girls.
Yeah.
To me, I don't know if you sound like the same, but there's nothing sexier than seeing a girl giggle. You know,
yeah.
Like truly, I mean, granted, when you're in the middle of passion, I don't want to hear Amarillo giggling, but you know, like there's nothing sexier than looking at her in the eye and having her just kind of, and she loves to giggle, you know, she loves to laugh and have a good time, and then it turns into a hot sex session afterwards, and I mean, it's all, like I said, unscripted and real, and you can't get that every so often from an amateur clip that some boyfriend that hates his girlfriend now or whatever threw up
and you will never
see him again. You never know what happens and you will never know anything else about it. All you got is this little clip that you found on some free clip site and then it's over, you know,
but
with that, we feel like we're giving that on a weekly basis a couple of times, you know?
Yeah. And you can't find that in, Big Ass Dave's volume 459.
Well, you want me to suck a dick again? Okay.
Well, I got to work with him again? Jesus.
Yeah. No, that doesn't happen.
No.
I don't think that's ever happened.
And if it ever does happen, I don't know how long the website's going to last.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole point is that we enjoy what we're doing and we enjoy each other and we're going to enjoy sharing each other with other people and having fun as a couple and doing things that a lot of couples, you know, there might be a lot of very sexual-minded people out there, but it's very rare to find a one sexual-minded male that finds another sexual-minded female and
yeah.
They both grow together. You know, there's a lot of times there's a guy that has these thoughts and may want to take the next step, but knows that his wife is, you know, reserved or a prude and can't express himself and may find an outlet through our website to kind of go ahead and kind of live out his sexual side through our sex diary. And there might be the opposite, a woman with a gentleman that may not have, you know, the views that she may have, and she may find the opportunity to look and identify with Amaryllis and, you know, and get those sexual feelings and grow through the site. So I mean, there's on top of the guys just wanting to get their jollies off, or the girls wanting to get their twats, you know, massaged or whatever. There's she's slapping her face. Why did she just? But you know, that's what I'm talking about. It's real. I'm not scripting this stuff. But you know, there's something for everybody, I think.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, this is similar to our program 2 weeks ago with Hercules of Pleasing Hand Massage, how he was helping these desperate housewives, and also by the fact that he would give a massage while the husband or boyfriend was watching. That actually was a test for them to see if they could enter the lifestyle. Could they handle it? Could he handle it? Could she handle it?
A lot of people can't. I mean, we were actually, if you go back to when we first talked about going, we had a lot of discussions on, could I see you with another man? And could you see me with another woman?
Absolutely.
And it was a lot of talking and a lot of communication. Communication is so important because without it, I mean, you know, you have to make sure to say, if this happens, how do you feel? If this happens, how do you feel, and what's off limits? Because you need to get those boundaries, because if not, somebody is going to go too far, or, you know, not far enough, and it may not be pleasurable, or it may be a situation where it
could
went
ruin,
too far.
Yeah, and it could ruin a relationship because just because you didn't communicate.
Well, that is the polyamory mantra, communicate, communicate, communicate. And I think that's when that kind of relationship, a multiple relationship, whether you want to call it swinging, the lifestyle, polyamory, that's how it works, because you have to sit down and communicate. Wow, you kind of talk to each other.
Yeah.
Not a lot of couples do that anymore.
No.
Truly.
No, that seems to be like one of the main problems. But let me ask you then, you are obviously people who are web surfers. You see a lot that's going on there. What do you see as one of the problems people are having sexually? What do you see? What's your take on sex in America in the year 2009?
I don't think people have enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people are as open sexually. I think that we had a real scare back in like the 70s and the 80s with AIDS and all the sexually transmitted diseases, and everybody locked. That, in my opinion, that is the reason internet pornography is so prevalent, because in most people's minds, it's a safe alternative to going out and having sex with somebody. And honestly, the healthier end, in my opinion, is going out and having and sharing your body with somebody that you care about, or you know, if you're a single guy, you know, listen, sex is fun. God didn't give us dicks and pussies so that we could just sit around and you know, sit on our asses all day long. You know, they gave, you know, they got to be used. You know, so you got a nice car, you want to drive it around, right? You know, so I think that you know, as far as the problem with sexuality today is, I think that people are too scared, and I think that's breaking down a lot, but I still think we've got a long ways to go. And I mean, like, for example, what we're doing is what we're doing a lot of people would consider as wrong and morally problematic, and what you do, what you got to basically say to people like that is, you say, what do you do behind closed doors with the woman you love? Okay, and do you think that what you do with the woman you love or the man you love behind closed doors is hot and sexy? I would imagine that you do, and why wouldn't you want to share that with other people? Some people wouldn't want to because they feel that that's what their private life is and blah, 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 but if they had an open mind, I would imagine that they would enjoy sharing that experience if somebody was out there willing to watch it, and basically that's what we're doing.
Fantastic.
Does that answer?
I think that's really great. You know, it's like, yeah, there's just still so much shame going on out there. But it's really, to me, it's really heartening to see a couple like you doing this, going out there, putting it all on the line, and just really enjoying it, and not just enjoying it, you're proud of it, and I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you're on the show tonight.
We are too.
Yeah, we're glad we gave you a call. You know, we found your radio show, and we decided to give you a call, and we really appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity to tell everybody a little bit about us.
Well, I'm really glad, because it's a really, and I just want to say, people out there, this is a really fantastic site. Get on over to oursexdiary.com. It's really cool. It's a fantastic site, and it's well worth an investment.
Yeah, definitely. We actually lowered our rate for a little while. We're normally $24.95 a month, which pays for, you know, for us. I mean, it takes me a lot of work to do the website, and we really enjoy it. And we want to make a little bit of money to cover the ability to continue the website and grow sexually and allow everybody to grow with us. And well, we lowered the monthly to $19.95 for anybody that wants to join here in this short period of time. I mean, it was probably going to go up back up to $24.95, but we felt like we wanted to spread the word about the website and have some people join on and grow our membership base and get a lot of people aware of us. And so it's a really great opportunity to go on and take a look. We even have an option so that you can go on for a couple of days and look, and if you don't like what you'll see, you know, you can only do the 2-day trial, and that's like $5 for $4.95. But I will say that if you have any questions, any comments, we really want to make this a fulfilling experience for any sort of adult entertainment watcher, other than people that enjoy watching me beat up, you know, Amaryllis, because that's not going to happen. There was one guy that wanted me to, like, he's like, the website's great, but I don't like it because you don't slap her around enough. Well, I'm sorry. that's not an improvement I'm willing to make. But
No. That's
Yeah, so, I mean, they're obviously, that's one of the things that it's definitely off limits, because we are so, you know, passionate in what we do and how we share our bodies with each other and everything, you know, and we're not gonna hurt each other, and that's for everybody to know. But, you know, if in any case anybody goes on the trial or anything like that, you know, definitely, let us know if there's anything that you know, that you want to tell us, if there's any questions or anything. Any feedback is very important to us right now, especially right now that we're in our infancy stage, because we want to be able to, for everybody to see it and give us a little bit of feedback so that we can make the website better for everybody. And if, you know, we know there will be people that it might not be their style, but at least if we know why it's not their style, then we can make the website better, you know, and it'll continue growing.
Yeah, and if you're, you know, if you're listening to this broadcast and you might want to get involved, we're always looking for, you know, interesting females, couples. We get a lot of males that you know, we put out the vibe that, hey, we want to have some extra people come and join us, and basically it's
3,000 males.
3,000 guys of all races and colors and weights and everything that are clawing at getting into Amaryllis's pants. But you know, we're always open, and we'd like to have some people grow with us on the website that are comfortable with the camera and with joining in on something like that.
Well, see, that's a great, now that is a fantastic offer. I mean, where else can you put that?
When are you buying your ticket? Put it on my calendar.
I think I probably have to lose about 30, 40 pounds first.
I don't think so.
Well, I just want to thank both of you. This has been an incredible show. And once again, oursexdiary.com. And I want to thank both Matt and Amaryllis for being our guests tonight. And is there anything else you'd like to say?
about it. If you're interested, you know, take a look at the website. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity. And if anybody out there is interested in more information, go to the website. We really want to promote this and promote the website. So if anybody out there, you know, is interested in having us on or talking, you know, give us a call. We really want to share what we have with the world. So.
Fantastic. Well, thank you once again. I'm very, very glad that we had this, broadcast and this conversation. It's a fantastic website. Go to oursexdiary.com. Check it out. You will not be disappointed. And this is, Stephen Otero once again. Thank you for listening. And you have been listening to Mondo Eros live on bbsradio.com. Thank you and good evening.